Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Braten is to fry or to roast. Braten, to fry. How would you say I fry? Ich brate. How would you say I fry eggs? Ich brate Eier. Yeah? Eier is eggs. So the egg in singular is das Ei. The plural form is Eier with an ER at the end. Ich brate Eier. I fry eggs. How would you say I fry a few eggs? Ich brate ein paar Eier. We say in German ein paar, a pair. But here ein paar, paar is written with a, in lowercase with a P and double A, but it means a few, ein paar, a few. When it's written in uppercase, it's actually a couple or a pair, so two. But here, ein paar means a few. So, ich brate ein paar Eier. I fry a few eggs. How would you say you fry? Du brätst. You see, here we switch from the A to the Ä. The A with the two dots, the umlaut Ä. Du brätst. Du brätst. You fry. How would you say you fry a few eggs? Du brätst ein paar Eier. How would you say you fry the fish? Du brätst den Fisch. You see, den Fisch. Why do we say den? Because braten, to fry, braten, is an accusative verb. So what you fry is a direct object in German, and it triggers the accusative. So you need the accusative endings and articles. And der Fisch, so actually der, masculine, in accusative, becomes den. So we say, du brätst den Fisch. How would you say, you fry a fish? Du brätst einen Fisch. How would you say, you fry the meat? Du brätst das Fleisch. How would you say, where do you fry the eggs? Wo brätst du die Eier? How would you say, where do you fry the fish? Wo brätst du den Fisch? How would you say, where do you fry or roast the meat? Wo brätst du das Fleisch? How would you say, I fry the eggs in a pan? Ich brate die Eier in einer Pfanne. In einer Pfanne, in a pan. Die Pfanne is the frying pan or the pan. Die Pfanne. So it's die Pfanne, but notice how we say in einer Pfanne. Why do we say einer with ER at the end, sounding like A, einer Pfanne? Because in triggers here the dative. We're asking wo, where do you fry the pan? In is a two-way preposition, and in context of a position of a place, when we ask the question wo, it triggers dative. So the dative female article is der with er, so it's einer, einer. In einer Pfanne, in a pan. Ich brate die Eier in einer Pfanne. I fry the eggs in a pan. How would you say I fry the fish in a pan? Ich brate den Fisch in einer Pfanne. How would you say I fry the meat in the pan? Ich brate das Fleisch in der Pfanne. How would you say I fry the eggs in a pot? Ich brate die Eier in einem Topf. The pot is der Topf, masculine. But since in triggers your dative, it's in einem Topf. Dem Topf. Why? Because the dative masculine article is dem. So der Topf becomes dem Topf with em at the end. So we say in einem Topf, carrying the same ending. Ich brate die Eier in einem Topf. I fry the eggs in a pot. How would you say I fry the meat in a pot? Ich brate das Fleisch in einem Topf. How would you say I fry the fish in the pot? Ich brate den Fisch in dem Topf. Notice here the slight difference. Ich brate den Fisch, den with an N, accusative, in dem Topf. Dem, here with an M at the end, dative. Ich brate den Fisch in dem Topf. How would you say I fried in the past? Ich habe gebraten. You see, gebraten is the participle with en at the end. Ich habe gebraten. How would you say, where did you fry the eggs? Wo hast du die Eier gebraten? How would you say, where did you fry the fish? Wo hast du den Fisch gebraten? You see, gebraten is always kicked to the end because we have here now two verbs. The auxiliary verb haben to build the past. Wo hast du? And then the second verb, the participle gebraten, that is kicked to the end. Wo hast du die Eier gebraten? Wo hast du den Fisch gebraten? How would you say, where did you roast the meat? Wo hast du das Fleisch gebraten? How would you say, did you fry the fish in the pan? Hast du den Fisch in der Pfanne gebraten? You see, we ask, have you the fish in the pan fried? We don't have this did you, do you. We start with a verb. Have you? Hast du den Fisch in der Pfanne gebraten? How would you say, did you fry the eggs in the pan? Hast du die Eier in der Pfanne gebraten? How would you say, did you fry the meat in the pot? Hast du das Fleisch in dem Topf gebraten? How would you say, did you fry the eggs in the pot? Hast du die Eier in dem Topf gebraten? Here we can also say, hast du die Eier im Topf gebraten? So we contract in dem and we say im. Hast du die Eier im Topf gebraten? Great! Next time we'll go through the verb wandern, to hike. Wandern, to hike. Like to go hiking in the mountains. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I send you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.